Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to my podcast. It's Lillian and this is my high school journey. Today, I'm just going to be chatting a lot. There's going to be a lot of stuff in here. Some mistakes I've made in the past, definitely. Basically, I'm just going to talk to you guys also about why I haven't been recording the last month. There's going to be some stuff in here. So let's get right into it. Okay, so the first thing we're going to start off with is why I haven't been recording or anything the last month. I have been super busy with summer and all of this corona stuff going on. And it's just, yeah. I kind of want to talk about that for a minute, though. This COVID-19 coronavirus. It's important to wear a mask. I'm just going to say that. But, like, I've seen some stuff on TV and stuff. It's, like, people attacking other people for not wearing masks. Guys, that's their choice. I personally, like, I don't support you not wearing a mask. But I do not support attacking people for not wearing masks. That's, like, it bothers me. If you're wearing a mask, great. If somebody else isn't and you are that concerned, just stay 6-7 feet away from them. Stay the distance away so you can feel safe. And if that's not possible, you don't gotta, like, it, yeah. I don't support that at all. And seniors, 2020 seniors, class of 2020, that was a tough year. I have lots of senior friends, last year at least, and it was tough on them, definitely. They didn't get to walk the stage. They didn't, all their hard work, and they lost their last month, 2 months of high school. It's difficult for them. Really difficult. This stuff has definitely changed so many of our plans. It is, gosh, it's, my entire summer was definitely ruined 100%, but I don't think that we should make this bad. It has given us good things too, like, I mean, I got to know some of my friends. Like, we texted a lot more. I texted some people that I don't really talk to during the school year, and I got to know them a lot. And, like, that was good. Good came out of it. I've gotten to bond with my cheerleaders, definitely. And I know y'all are like, oh, no, y'all gathered it with cheerleaders, and we had already gathered before school, it, believe me, it's not a big deal, but I mean, I know other cheer squads that have gathered. We're a very tight-knit little family now, and I thank Corona for that. I don't think we would have been able to get as close without, you know, all of our summers kind of getting messed up. Also, on that note, I am starting school in a month. I'm going to be a freshman and in a month. Wow, that's crazy to say out loud. And y'all are definitely going to hear a lot this month, this year. Wow. Going to be a freshman. It's crazy. I would love to, I don't know, you know, just get to know you guys. Definitely get to know you guys. I know I don't have that many fans. I get it, 100%, but, I mean, those little ones that I have, I'd love to hear from you guys. So, that's that. And I'm really sorry I've been busy. It's just, you know, a bunch of stuff. Oh, goodness. Wow. Starting school in a month. I'm gonna be in high school. It's crazy. I mean, this is my high school journey, though, so y'all get to experience that with me. And I don't know. I mean, even though I'm not in high school yet, I've learned so much stuff. So much. And there's been a lot going on with guys, too. Wow, I really know how to pick a guy. Gosh. There's this one guy. We have been talking for 8 months, I think. 8 months. Yeah, it was 8 months. And like, we ran track together, and we were great together. He made me smile. Everyone noticed a change in me, like for the good. And then one day he was like, "Hey, I need to tell you something." I was like, "Okay, you know, tell me." And he told me some pretty bad stuff, about his home life and about some things he's done, like not illegal or nothing, just not the ideal things for teenagers to be doing. Not the ideal things for anybody to be doing. But he was a good guy. He was a great guy, actually. He had a really tough home life, though. And I was there for him. Yeah, I was there for him. I really liked him. You know, I thought we were gonna go out soon and everything was gonna be good. Mom wasn't around a lot. His dad was, and that wasn't really the best thing. He posted himself on Insta, saw it, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart. There were some things about him that, I don't know, but I liked him as a person. Really liked him as a person. I don't know, it was insane. And then one day, he just quit talking to me, you know? It was tough. It was 100% tough. I think I'm gonna stop this here. And I'm going to pick it up in another episode right after this, talking about boy drama and stuff, because, you know, this is a long episode. So anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I should be releasing another episode in 10 minutes. So thanks, guys. Peace out.